you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, it is our guide to Rich Bitch.
Wow.
This is my vagina tunnel. Shall I go through?
Big vagina.
Yeah. She does well for herself.
I think Bao is the first guy who decided to fake it way after he made it, you know?
You like to go to strip clubs.
Absolutely.
How much is the most you've ever dropped?
10, 20,000?
10, 20,000? You could build a carport at your dog's playhouse.
Would you guys want to go to a little space to hook up?
No, but I am going to make E put me up in this hotel now.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Yes, yes, welcome to Nightly Pop. Tonight is a very special night. It is our guy, too. Rich Bitch.
Wow. One day Morgan's not here, huh?
We are really, really missing something yeah. here, you guys. All right, so Hunter, you are here for our average point of view.
What the
And Nikki Glaser is back!
Yay!
She is here because we're celebrating her new show, Welcome Home, Nikki Glaser, which just premiered on E!
Congrats.
Yes. I'm feeling really good. The response has been amazing
yes.
so far. I haven't completely humiliated myself yet, but stay tuned.
Yes.
There's
there
more
is more to come.
Yes.
All right, you guys, first up, we know celebrities like to cruise in style, but sometimes that style is very ridiculous. The richest stars even make statements with their cars, like Kim advertising her Skims line with a fuzzy Lamborghini, Justin Bieber showing off his love for Christmas with his decked out G-Wagon, and JoJo Siwa displaying a ridiculous amount of self-love.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot of faces. If you guys had to drive one of these, which one are you picking?
Oh, man. I guess maybe the JoJo Siwa one because it's just the one that is the least, like, It's obviously a joke because the other ones, they're just taking themselves too seriously. And also that all white car, my spray tan would just like ruin it. The Kim's car, like it would be so stained and gross.
I would take Kim's car. I feel like they're advertising, obviously. Justin Bieber doesn't realize Christmas is already pretty well publicized.
Right.
Doesn't need his his little vote there. But I would take the Kim's car with Kim.
I go with the Lambo in any way it's done.
It's
you
a
know,
good
you
point.
Gotta, you know, JoJo was in a Tesla. If I want a Tesla, I'll just ride with Hunter.
That's a great point.
Okay.
You're welcome to.
Yeah. All right, you guys, celebrities even show off their wealth when it comes to their meals. J-Lo debuted a 10-tier, 24-karat gold cake for her birthday. Selma Hayek spoon-fed Penelope Cruz caviar at the Oscars.
That one.
Jeez, that
I
was
want
a
that
hot
one.
Pick.
Oh, my God.
And Cardi B's first Mother's Day seafood boil actually could feed a small village.
I mean, I think that seafood display was egregious. And I just looked a little, it just looked kind of gross.
They ate it. With seafood boils, it's like, it doesn't matter how full you make the table, there's still 1/10 of the meat you think there is
in
each of those things.
Point.
So there's
that's
not
really
point.
Hungry after that.
Oh, my God, every time. You're like, give me some of the potatoes. I need to go home full.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, the Salma Hayek Penelope Cruz thing.
You're,
could
yeah,
you
you're
imagine?
That was hot.
How great is that? Just good for them.
Wow,
look at that.
I think I'm seeing this differently than you, but.
I don't think we are. I think you're seeing it the same way. Javier Bardem. Wow.
Well, this is my favorite thing that celebrities do when they are eating things. J-Lo did not eat that cake. Sorry. I'm calling BS.
Also, 10-tiered is impressive until you realize
very impressive.
That every cake A-Rod has had since the breakup has been way more tiers than
that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Goodness gracious. Let's move on. Celebs not only have huge, expensive homes, they have some pretty weird mansion must-haves, like Drake's $400,000 mattress.
Oh, my God.
It's made out of horsehair. Oh. I do love the color, though. Yeah. Gigi's not-so-useful pasta cabinets. And Cardi's very intimate house tunnel.
This is my vagina tunnel.
Shall I go through? I'm gonna go through.
Oh, God. And then you're inside. I come in here to think, I come in here to create. I feel inspired in the vagina tunnel. So I'm gonna show you where this lovely labia leads. Oh.
I kind of feel like she should have held that for like robbers, you know what I mean? So they don't know. But that would have been a really good like panic room.
That's. My God,
Nobody would know that.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, she's now they know where to find her.
I love a little nook. That is so fun and like reminds me of being a kid. I really like that.
It reminds me exactly of being a kid.
Yeah.
Usually you climb out of a vagina when you're a kid.
No, but kids are always like in little secret spots. I used to like hide out in the cabinet as a kid and just like, I would think it wasn't a vagina cabinet.
Or
but
a pasta window cabinet.
It was a cabinet. I do like little hidden nooks and crannies in houses.
That's really kind of fun, though. Big vagina. Yeah.
Well, I would go up in that thing.
Cara Delevingne's been in a lot of those, too. Yeah. She does well for herself.
I don't know, you guys. This bed looks like it's comfortable.
I've never rubbed a horse and been like, look at this nice, rough horse hair. I'd love to sleep on this.
It's got to be soft, though, don't you think?
No, it doesn't have to be. They could sell celebrities anything. They're the dumbest purchasers on the planet.
It's probably extra soft and cozy. He looks very well rested. All right, you guys, from mega mansions to mini mansions, stars are putting plastic playhouses to shame, building actual working homes for their little ones. So Courtney's kids, it's modern and sophisticated playhouse. It cost her $100,000. It's really cool. Paris paid over $300,000 for her dogs to sit pretty. That's insane. And LeBron's daughter let her daddy know you can't bring dirty shoes in her house.
This little girl has the nerve to have her own house. Are you doing school from your crib? How your house look just like the big house, though?
Can I sit down on your couch?
Yep. You wipe me off.
I love that she's cleaning
it's
it
cute.
Up. All right, you guys, which playhouse would you choose?
Oh, the LeBron one. I mean, that was a full-blown house. That is so cute.
I think it's
like a good practice. I moved back in with my parents because I was like, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
Like, it's good practice for, like, when you live on your own. I think it's really cute.
Her little house you could genuinely live in.
Yeah, you really could.
I like both of the actual houses. I've been in Paris's doghouse before.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Were you able to, like, fit in it?
Yeah, I mean, look at Paris's height, and she's like...
kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. But I will say I would choose Paris's because I think Paris treats her dogs better than most parents treat their children. You get such a nice little life.
She spent so much money on that. She could have housed real people in that thing.
Yeah.
She also has dogs that are like... I think she has a dog named Harajuku Bitch that's, I think, 20 years old or something.
Oh,
I don't know how old, but the dogs are like living the high life.
Yeah. No kidding.
Got like probiotic... meals and
stuff. I put you in a $300,000 doghouse. You better get to work.
You better
get that off.
Oh, I swear.
All right, you guys, finally, rich celebs also need to go on extravagant vacations. They'll go to tropical places like Chrissy Teigen and John Legend did in Bali. Rugged like Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos on their $30,000 camping trip. That looks beautiful, though. Or frigid like Steve Harvey and his wife in these outfits in Aspen. So what are you guys picking, tropical, rugged, or frigid?
Tropical.
Yeah, I think tropical, too.
I do not... $30,000 to go hiking?
I do love camping. I would like that, but I'm never spending Like, when I go camping, it's like $25 for In-N-Out on the way out.
Yeah.
That's the entire expense. But I would do the tropical for sure. When I went to Bali, and so we went to, like, the jungle, and I decided to go for a walk around the, Airbnb we rented. 4 minutes into the walk... it's like grassland, and I've seen three snakes at this point
go right under my feet.
And so I get genuinely scared because I'm wearing sandals. It's really hot. I'm like, I'm gonna die.
That sounds like what happens in the horror movies. I'm in the middle of the deepest part. Let me go for a walk with sandals on.
I thought I was on vacation.
Yeah, okay.
I'm like, why the f*** did you pick this spot?
Do you think that the jungle knows it's a vacation?
I think when they tore down half of it to build this Airbnb, they got an idea.
Yeah, yeah,
that nature is still there and just waiting, and it wants its revenge. Yeah. All right, you guys, we got to take a break. But coming up, what dating quality has Nikki running as far away as she can? Plus, which stars have been accused of faking their wealth? That's next.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
Hey, superstar. Check out our house. Look at...
Is she cleaning the gutters, finally?
No, she can't even get up there.
My dad was such a good dad that he f***ed me up. No man has ever loved me as much as my dad has.
Her hair looks like mine during COVID.
When a guy loves me a lot, I go, ew, you remind me of my dad. Ugh. I just, you know, I wish he would have hugged me a little less. 1,000 or 2,000 times less per year.
All right, guys, welcome back to Nightly Pop's Guide to Rich Bitch. That was a sneak peek at Nikki's new show. Welcome home, Nikki Glaser, right here on E!
Yes.
A little less hugs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so grateful to have a dad that was, like, very affectionate, loved me so much. But it is a thing now for me that I had to overcome. Like, when someone really likes me, I tend to get, like, dad vibes from them. And I always used to go for guys that would be kind of, like, a more dismissive.
F-boys?
I had to prove myself to F-boys, exactly.
Yeah.
What a curse, though, that you like F-boys and then F-boys like girls without dads. Right in the middle.
Since you're a big shot now, Nikki, with your own show on E, we're going to need your full attention for the next Rich and Wild topics, you guys. It is time for what we're calling
Glaser Focus.
Okay, you guys, if living in Hollywood isn't dangerous enough, celebs like Mandy Moore and Jared Leto are spending mega money scaling mountains. But nothing can stop Rick Ross, because he is going all the way up, y'all. He told Full Send Podcast that he plans to hike the highest mountain in Africa.
And I'm actually issuing you guys a challenge here. This is the first time I said this. But in 2024, I'm going to hike to the top of Kilimanjaro.
Oh,
okay.
Where is that?
What's the challenge?
Africa.
What's the challenge?
Wow, that's crazy.
Just making it
that
to the top,
the
and you
bro.
Going with me.
It's hiking a mountain.
All right, well, you said you're going with me, then you got to chase an EF5 tornado with me, then.
I'm not saying that.
All right, you guys, so would you rather climb the mountain, the tallest mountain in Africa, or chase a tornado?
Chase a tornado. I don't like the outdoors. It's just something that you will see on my show. I grew up in a family that's very outdoorsy, and I think it was my way of, like, rebelling. Like, I'm going to stay inside, Mom. I don't want to do it. Like, I just don't like camping and sweating and, like, struggle.
So you're tornadoes. Like, if I go outdoors, at least there's a chance I get taken up by a tornado
yes.
and it ends sooner.
And I saw Twister, and I kind of like, oh, I could be like Helen Hunt. There's
yeah.
like that
Neither of these
image.
Appeals to me
I know,
at
right?
all
They're
in
both
the smallest.
Scary.
Well, if it makes it any better, Kilimanjaro's the easiest of the seven peaks. Like, each continent's
okay.
tall. Each continent's tallest mountain, that's the easy. It's literally what people start with.
Okay.
Got it. I'm trying to decide if you're trying to be funny or if you're really this pretentious.
Yeah, literally I am. It's not, it's the easiest. You Google it, it's the easiest of the mountains.
Yeah, yeah.
Easiest of the seven
I've
peaks.
Had some basic bitch friends climb Kilimanjaro
Yeah, it's
before,
not that hard.
So.
It's literally like one
it's
of
like
the-
It's like Runyon, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck, Rick Ross.
All right, you guys, so Kylie and Drake have their own private jets. Bow Wow, on the other hand, not so much. So back in 2017, he posted a picture of a PJ saying travel day. A fan called him out and claimed that he was actually on a commercial flight and provided a picture. Of course, it launched a Bow Wow challenge on social media. I will never forget this. How
so
to the day I die, I'll never forget this. How cringy.
I mean,
how cringy was this?
It's so embarrassing to act like you're something you're not. Like, I literally travel on Southwest. I think I'm the only person, when people, like, fly me out to things, I'll be like, I'll take that Southwest flight. And they're like, are you sure? It's like, I don't know, because it's just, I don't mind flying coach. And it's not me being I'm just a girl of the people, but like.
Girl, bye.
I just don't care, but I it's so embarrassing when you get caught trying to look cooler than you are.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens.
I mean, if they're asking you how you want to fly, you should always say first class.
Oh, okay, I'm
absolutely
learning.
Yeah, I think Bao is the first guy who decided to fake it way after he made it. You know, he like got
You're
it wrong.
Right.
It's like, what was that saying?
And nobody cares that he was flying coach. It's that he posted that he was flying private. It's just weird that he was trying to convince us. And he used like a Google image, you know, picture.
Yeah.
It's so corny.
Literally, I feel like at this moment, the only reason a man would do something this dumb is he was really wanted to impress a girl he knew was watching his stories. Like,
right.
He was in that mode where he's, like, trying to impress someone.
You're right.
If all the other rappers are posting private jets, I don't think it's about women. I think he's trying to impress other men.
Oh, my God. I need to step it up.
Okay, you guys. Celebs never miss a chance to make it rain at a strip club. So Usher, Rihanna, Floyd Mayweather, we know that they all love them, but no one does it like Gabrielle Union. She told Jimmy Kimmel she makes sure the ladies are taken care of.
How much is the most you've ever dropped in an evening at one of those places?
I don't know. Probably 10, 20,000.
Oh,
see,
God.
I feel like I'm jaded because I'm so used to reading like what rappers spend. I feel like 10, 20 is kind of on the low end.
10, 20,000? You could build a carport at your dog's playhouse for that amount of money.
That is nice. I like that it's like it was about tipping the ladies, taking care of the ladies.
Them girls, they ain't blinking at $10,000.
Wow.
I'll tell you that right now.
Wow.
Them
really?
Rappers come in there, they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh my God.
In the strip clubs.
I'm still negotiating at strip clubs. I don't really. That was not a full song.
Oh my gosh. Okay, guys, we got to take another break. But coming up, would you pay a robot to tickle your toes? Plus, how to get the perfect out of this world romp, robo or no no, is next.
Robo or no no.
Pop's Guide to Rich, bitch. Let's face it, you guys, robots are taking over and they're probably doing some pretty weird shit. So if you've got that Elon Musk money, it is time for Robo or No No.
I came in at the end.
All right, guys, if you are into foot play, then this robot is for you. It's designed to tickle your feet so that you can reduce your stress and you can laugh your ass off. So would you be here for this?
Oh, my God.
This looks like a torture device.
Yeah, why would it? So maybe, like, you know when you smile, it's supposed to, like, improve your mood? Like, maybe this does improve your mood. I would try it out. I love foot massagers, and, like, I own a lot of, like, foot devices just to,
like... Do you like them tickled, though?
No,
me
who
either.
Likes that?
I don't like to be tickled.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
I got a manicure pedicure a couple times with an ex, and I almost drop-kicked the lady so many times. Literally, I felt my foot going. Like, this is what I look like in the chair. Is I'm just afraid I'm gonna...
I do feel like men are more ticklish, too. Like, you guys is... I don't know.
Because you get touched less, I think.
I mean, I get a pedicure every 2 weeks, so I feel like I could do it with my eyes closed, but I still don't want to be tickled. Massaged, I'm fine.
But does it ever feel a little tickly when they're doing, like, the scraping
Not
thing
really.
On the feet?
Mm-hmm. The scraping thing is more torture. It's not tickly.
Oh my
Have you ever
God.
Done the baby foot thing where that takes off all your
no,
skin?
No, because the baby foot takes like 2 weeks.
Nobody
has time to just let
my
feet
Oh, I did
chip.
It, and
you
it starts it? Peeling off. I like having calluses on my feet. When they try to take them all off, I'm like, I need that so I'm not laughing all the time. It protects me from tickles.
You want a rough foot.
Yeah, I do. I actually do.
I'm the opposite. But the lady sees my feet. She goes, you've never worked a hard day in your life, have you? And I go, no, we're good.
All right, you guys, you can get soda, candy, and a burger from a vending machine now. So Robo Burger, whip up a meal for $7 in 6 minutes.
Meet Robo Burger. It has an automated griddle, toaster, refrigerator, all in just a 12 square foot format. Now you can get a freshly grilled burger at the press of a button in less than 6 minutes.
Mad at this in certain places.
Yeah.
You know?
This is a great opportunity for employment for anybody who's 11 square feet or smaller.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a good time.
I might wanna do this. Maybe I'll bring one here to work.
You really think you would
See,
trust.
See, people like it.
If E had a burger vending machine, you think they're changing that thing out regularly? That's gonna be some old ass meat. Yeah. Good luck.
All all right, whatever. We'll do a vegan option. All right, you guys. You can now ride a robot goat because why the hell not? So Kawasaki, this looks damn ridiculous. This is called Bex. You can hop and just prance around in the room. I don't know what you would want to do this for, but okay. Kawasaki.
That is not a fun ride. That looks like one of those things outside of Walmart that kids get on.
It looks like you're about to enter hell. It looks like a little demonic.
These
goat.
Are what are going to enslave us someday when there's singularity. And
this is
it
how it starts.
Over.
This is how Terminator starts. Well,
of all the animals to turn rideable, I've never looked at.
Well, why wouldn't they make it a horse?
Why not make it a f-ing horse?
It could be a horse.
It could be anything. It could be, you could have made it a centaur, which I feel like was a missed opportunity.
Oh, because my gosh.
Your obsession with centaurs. I can't.
I just think they're the most.
Oh, my gosh.
Which end?
All right. Finally, are you tired of hooking up on Earth? Well, soon you can do it in space when Orbital Assembly opens up their space hotel in 2027. A Voyager class will offer luxury accommodations, and it's going to hold up to 400 people.
Oh, my God.
These are the renderings. I don't know if this is what it'll really look like. This is what they're saying.
No.
Would you guys want to go to a little space to hook up?
No. I don't need that. I don't want to go to space. Why aren't they floating around? Don't you float around in space? And you have to eat, like, that dehydrated ice cream? And you gotta like piss in a bag. I don't know. I just don't care about this, but I am gonna make E put me up in this hotel now with my Southwest flight. You're saving money on my flights. That's what I'm saying.
I feel like you would do this though.
I absolutely would do this.
You would do it.
Love space.
We don't love space necessarily. We just wanna get away from everybody.
I
guess the farthest.
Just go camping. All right, you guys. Unfortunately, we are out of time. Nikki,
no.
thank you so much for joining us. You guys. Guys, be sure to tune in to Welcome Home, Nikki Glaser. It's only on E!
Yeah!
And set your DVRs because we are going to have an all-new episode for you tomorrow night. We'll see you then.
Yeah! Great.